This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oklahoma football is such a great tradition, Joe. And every year, Sooners are drafted in the NFL. It's been first overall like Baker Mayfield or guys like Jalen Hurts later in the draft. So how proud are you as an athletic director to watch these guys prepare and then make it to the next level?
Very proud. And we spend a great deal of our planning trying to figure out ways how to put our players in the best position to be prepared. And so it makes us just, you know, exceedingly proud of them to see, you know, how their career takes its new step. And then once they do get with a new team, how they blossom afterwards. And so we've got a lot of watch parties going on in Oklahoma over the last several years. You know, you have the Browns watch parties for Baker, and then you've got the Ravens watch parties for seeming like four or five Sooners that are playing for the Baltimore Ravens. Just saw Orlando Brown go to Kansas City and now end up being a prominent player for the Chiefs. But we have two other players that have been part of their run, James Winchester, the deep snapper, and Blake Bell, who's tight end and plays special teams. You know, they were on the Super Bowl champion team a couple of years ago and still there. So it's really been fun. And then, of course, you can pick out this team or that team. And you mentioned Jalen, CeeDee Lamb at the Cowboys. I could go on. And it's just so fun to see them really thrive. The other part, Amy, that makes us feel even better is that they realize this is like a second home for them. And it's not like you came to Oklahoma and you played and you move on and that's that. You know, that we really feel like it's important that they know that they are going to be part of our family forever and ever, and that they can always feel welcome to come back and be around the program. We want them around the program, and many of them are now buying homes here to be in the off season, or, you know, to have something, you know, when they come back.
Wow. I understand that feeling, because that's how I feel about Oklahoma. I feel like I left a piece of my heart there, and it always does feel a bit like home when I return. I got to tell you, blast from the past, Josh Heupel getting hired at Tennessee. He was the quarterback, of course, for the national championship in 2000, which I covered so early in my sports broadcasting career. And to move, you know, from school to school and now to end up at Tennessee, that's amazing.
We're thrilled for him. He's obviously an enormous part of our history. We'll forever be grateful for what he did with his teammates to lead us to a national championship. In fact, we were going to celebrate the reunion last year. If not for the pandemic, we would have had a reunion on campus. We did one virtually, and we'll have those guys back on campus this fall. But as you know, Coach Bob Stoops is still living here in Norman, is around our program a lot. His son is playing for us. By the way, earned a scholarship and was awarded one last week after the spring game.
Awesome.
And so a lot of those guys that were teammates of Josh, you know, still, we see him a lot. But we're so happy for him. By the way, the Sooners were supposed to play Tennessee last year before the chaos ensued about how we lost games and ended up playing mostly conference games. But so we've rescheduled that game, but it's many years out. However, we go back to Tennessee, what was originally part of that return game. So the Sooners will be playing the Josh Heupel-led Tennessee Volunteers in 2024. So that'll be quite an interesting matchup.
Joe Castiglione is with us from Norman, Oklahoma, where he's been the athletic director going back to the late 90s. So just predating my time in Norman. It's so good to have him with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Joe, you mentioned last spring, and compared to what you're overseeing right now with gymnastics and softball, and I could go on and on about all the different sports that take place in the spring, golf, of course, but take me back to last spring and what it was like to see all of that shut down.
I have to tell you, Amy, that was a very low point. I felt horrible. I mean, part of being a good leader is having empathy amongst many other good qualities, but I felt horrible for the student athletes. Now, you know, we have to step back and consider the perspective. We were entering something that none of us could fully grasp. It just was thrust upon us so fast that having to go in team meetings and tell them their seasons were being canceled. I mean, not delayed. Not postponed, canceled. And, you know, there were different teams in various stages of their season, many of which were heading to a postseason, getting ready to play a conference for a conference championship or for a national championship. I could cite a lot of teams, but one of our teams, our women's gymnastics team, was literally the team of the ages, maybe the best ever women's gymnastics team. And we're final year of Maggie Nichols, who's maybe the best gymnast, collegiate gymnast, you know, the sport has ever seen. And we have to tell them their season's over. And it's not just their season, but, you know, in the case of Maggie, her career was over, just like that. And it was cold, it was harsh, it was, you know, sickening in a lot of ways. But as I mentioned, we had to step back and realize what we were entering. And as difficult as that was, it was more difficult for a lot of people in our country that were being infected by a virus as it was rapidly going across the country. And even then, we didn't know how long that would last, you know, and what would be. We're just learning about it all in real time. So, you know, think about that. And some of those student-athletes never got another chance.
Right.
Some did. Some did. The spring sport athletes did. They had a chance to come back. And now in the fall and winter sports, they were given the same opportunity. So we were dealing with extended eligibility. That was a challenge in itself. But again, you know, it's balanced by the fact we're living through a pandemic and learning about it in real time.
Right.
And having to figure out, can we have sports? Are we going to be, how are we going to navigate it? What do the student athletes feel? And then we experienced during the summer one of the most horrific events that, you know, I can remember in my life, you know, with George Floyd and what that has, how that's touched people. And hopefully we're all committed to the way that we are trying to have the conversations that lead us, you know, to better relationships, better respect, better opportunity, better equality, ending racism, all of that. You know, the student athletes have processed all that, and we were able to have a season. It was shortened, but we had the season. We played for a championship, then got into winter sports. They did the same, and now we're in spring sports. So, Amy, sometimes you think about this and you realize, gee, you know, maybe we don't fully appreciate the blessings of just being able to play. There's still a lot of that focus, like how you do and whether you didn't live up to expectation. But this year, the blessing was got to play.
Yes.
Because there were times that looked like we may not have any sports.
Every time I think about how crazy this spring is with so much happening, and there's this tendency to say, oh, I'm so tired, or anything like that. This is insane. I remember where we were a year ago, and I think I am so grateful for what's happening right now in sports and, of course, in our country. Joe Castiglione is with us from the University of Oklahoma. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, a bazillion daily decisions went into making this work, and not just for your campus, but for the Big 12, for the NCAA, for sports all across the country to be able to manage it in a year unlike any other. How did you balance the desire to play sports and allow these athletes to have that experience, but also staying safe and making sure you were keeping their best interests and the best interests of your campus also front and center?
I like the way you said that, because that is exactly how you moved ahead and had our benchmark. What is in the best interests of the people we serve? Their welfare, their safety, their health, and the ability to do this the right way. And that was our benchmark. And I can go back to the earliest of interviews I had in that March, that week after Rudy Gobert tested positive, and everybody, started realizing what we were up against and shutting down events and then ultimately canceling seasons. But I really think that we were fortunate that we went right to the experts in health and science, and we listened. And we let the quality of the science and the perspectives of the experts, the epidemiologists, the infectious disease specialists, educate us on what we should and should not be doing. And then we stayed in close contact with our student athletes, and obviously our coaches and the staff were involved. Communicate, trying to stay in touch. We're trying to keep them motivated. There's mental health aspects that people don't talk about. Fortunately, we have Zoom. I can talk it. I became a Zoomaholic. But, I'm FaceTime, we've done Skype, we've had those other kinds of things, video conferencing before, but we figured out ways, Amy, to have, contact with our student athletes, even though they were spread out all over the world, literally.
Right.
And they were trying to figure out, what do I do? I'm going to class, but how do I stay in condition? Well, I can't work out. Places are closed. I mean, think about all these things that were going on last March, April, May. We're trying to figure out how to get them back on campus just to have a workout, and then whether we're going to be able to move into a practice. And then you'll remember late July and August last year. And where we talked earlier, we're on the threshold of shutting down college sports. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. We were, we're talking about, can we have a regular season? What kind of schedule we could play? And then people started making announcements that they were going to play conference only. And then you're working through logistics of that. And next thing you know, they're talking about not playing at all. And one conference announces, another conference announces, and then it puts all the rest of them on notice. Ivy League decided. Everybody's making their own decisions, and you're faced with whether you just follow suit or you think through this. And I can just tell you, in my own personal experience, we were in touch with our athletes, as I mentioned, and we asked them what they wanted to do. And Amy, that was the key right there. What do you want to do? And the vast majority of them said, we want to play. Mm. If you can show us the safe path forward, we want to play. And so we tried to meet their wishes, and we were able to do that. Again, grounding decisions in the science and the expertise that we had available. I give the student athletes a lot of credit, because it was no fun having to, stay away from things they normally do, getting out amongst other people, couldn't go anywhere. They had to be tested many times a week. There were a lot of those inconveniences. You think back just a few weeks ago with the NCAA tournament where everybody was in a bubble and, they got out for practice and competition and that was it. But they realized the trade-off was worth it. And again, it goes back to why we even have our jobs, putting them in the best position to be successful when they're with us and preparing them, like we talked about at the beginning of the interview, for what comes beyond their college experience.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned hope, because that has been my word that I have tried to hang on to over the past now 14 months. And joy, too, the joy in the small things, even just seeing your teams run out on the field. I can imagine there was joy in that the first time that it happened, as much as there's anxiety associated with it. Joe Castiglione is with us from Norman, Oklahoma. And I have to tell you, when I heard the news that Sherry Cole was retiring, man, talk about another moment that just gave me pause. She and her staff had always been so kind to me when I was just trying to figure out how do I cover a basketball team at the college level. And I just am so pleased that I had a chance to work with her when I was there. But then also Lon Kruger retires too, Joe. On top of everything else, you have to replace two incredible coaches in the span of a couple weeks.
Yes. Two legends. Obviously, Sherry's already a Hall of Famer. The multiple conference titles, the multiple Final Fours, the women that she's impacted. Making that sport such a hot sport in our state.
Right.
And she took over a program that was literally in shambles. I mean, we don't have time to get into all the details, but this precedes me. But early in the 90s, they actually dropped women's basketball for some number of days. It was brought back pretty quick, but that program was just struggling in the 90s, and so she made it an iconic program in women's basketball. And then of course Lon Kruger, who's taken five different universities to NCAA tournament and has been in Final Fours. He had a Final Four team here with us, and the 10 years were magical with him. And both of them are just great people, very involved in the community, did things with class and integrity, and they're legends in every
yes.
sense of the word, and left a great legacy. So trying to replace them both virtually at the same time was quite a unique challenge. But hey, we're at Oklahoma. We embrace all the kinds of challenges. And so very thrilled with the two coaches we hired, Porter Moser and Jenny Baranchek. They've both led programs that were struggling before they got there to consistent success in conference championships and getting in the NCAA tournament. And of course, we remember the great run just 2-3 years ago by Loyola getting to the threshold of the national championship game. And they were minutes away. Michigan got them in the end, but they had a great run. And then this year, watching them in the tournament and what they did in winning that game against Illinois. And,
right. And
Illinois was such a great team this year, and many had Illinois go into the Final Four and a national championship contender. And, yeah, so we've got them both here. They fit us perfectly, and we're very, very happy to start their new eras and what they're doing with Oklahoma, and we expect to keep the program growing.
Mm. My last question, Joe, I mean, you've been there more than two decades now. Why is it so special? Why is that campus and that city so special? And why does it leave such an impact on people who go through it?
The people, pure and simple. The quality of the people here, the culture, the support, the people that came before us, they obviously helped create a path. A great model for others to follow. We stand on their shoulders, and we'll be trying to make us strong so somebody that comes after us can stand on our shoulders. I mean, it really is, we're passing the torch, if you will, from one era to the next. And we've been able to, use that model and that blueprint to help sports that didn't have any success become very successful and become the gold standards in their sport. We talked about gymnastics earlier. We've won national championships in golf. We've won them in baseball. We've won them in softball. Softball is about to, is leading up to softball because they're number one in the country right now. And what Patty Gasso has done is legendary.
Yes.
We don't just throw that word around because it's easy. It's amazing. And this year's team is incredibly special. I mean, they're winning. They're not just winning games, but they're winning most of their games in run rule fashion. And
and
it's against good competition. So we'll see, play well enough that we can end up in the College World Series, which is headquartered right there in Oklahoma City. And I say that not because we're lucky that we have it, because Oklahoma, the University of Oklahoma in particular, was part of building that event up to be special when softball really wasn't on the radar screen. And you get back to people and people's ideas, their goals, their dreams, and really their resilience to not let things knock them off course from, you know, achieving the dreams they set for themselves. And we could talk about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, it always comes back to people.
Like most people, Oklahoma made a huge impression on me, and I can't stay away. So it's great to catch up with you. I am so thankful for your generosity with your time. I know you're very busy right now. Thank you for your candor, for your answers, and you are welcome on my show anytime.
It's a pleasure and an honor. I'm so happy to see you so successful and to have been able to cross your journey's path early on in your career. And we look forward to getting you back to Oklahoma.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.